on the phone with Matt. Good morning, good day, good week. So far, so good, except for Sunday. Yeah, Sunday, what a day. My Bengals, they did what they always do, and they played down to their terrible opponent and lost to their terrible opponent. Yeah, that's like the Cincinnati curse. You know, they historically have played terrible against bad teams, and usually they lose. But, you know, the week before, they beat the hell out of the Ravens, who they should have lost to. So that's, yeah, that's typical. Even in the post-game interviews, they said that they did not prepare as well as they should have. They took them for granted. And that's what happens. And now the Jets have a false sense of doing well. Even though they actually did play pretty well. But they shouldn't have won. We should have destroyed them. Yeah. That's what it's like being a fan of Cincinnati sports. Or at least Cincinnati football. Yeah. So, that was my Sunday. My awesome Sunday. And then, you know, I didn't get to watch any other football games. Because in my new home, I don't have cable, which is something I really don't want. And I didn't have an antenna for my digital flat screen TV. So I can't watch regular TV either. So I had to leave it up to Paramount Plus to show me my game. But that was all I got to see. So it kind of sucked, but at least I got to see the Bengals lose, which was not something I wanted to see anyway. But I got my football fix for the day, for the week, I guess. So how are we? How are you? Did you have a good Halloween? I had a good Halloween, I guess, except for the Bengals losing. We didn't do anything this year. Because we just moved, and the place where we moved to, they had their Halloween, their trick-or-treat, last Wednesday, I think. And we were all excited about handing out candy to the kids and having fun, and that didn't happen. We ran into so many issues when we moved that we're spent. We have no money. Yeah, we moved into a house that has bad plumbing, or had bad plumbing. The drain from the bathroom, the toilet, and the shower were clogged. It was an issue that the previous owner should have taken care of, but they didn't take care of anything. So we had to have that plunged out. Well, not really plunged out. They had to get under the house and disconnect the pipes. And they said once they did that, the clog just kind of flowed right out into the sewer. So that's cool, you know. We saved $100 on the service because they didn't have to use any machines to suck everything out, which is good. Saving money is always good because then we have a propane tank for our gas, for our furnace, and we had that delivered, which was a couple hundred dollars. And then we discovered we can't turn the furnace on because it wasn't working. So this all happened at the same time, you know. And the furnace, again, should have been taken care of by the previous owners, but no, they didn't do shit. So the furnace guy came, said that they don't even work on that brand of furnace anymore, but he was determined to get it working for us before he left. So he had to call his almost like his mentor who taught him how to work on furnaces to find out how to fix this furnace. And he got it working, thankfully. But now we have heat and we have, oh my God. And the drain in the bathroom, it was clogged for over a week. Yeah, so we had to go down the street to use the bathroom if we wanted to do a number two. But just to pee, which both of us do a lot of, we use the toilet. So it was like, oh God, the smell was just terrible. You know, it smelled like sewage coming up out of the pipes and like the bathtub drain. And then it would back up into the tub. And oh God. And then the pee for like a week just fermented and it smelled so terrible in the toilet. Oh, anyway. So yeah, we have no money right now and we couldn't trick or treat for the kids. I guess that was our trick. We had no candy to give out. We had nothing. We didn't even have nickels and pennies to hand to the kids. Pretty bad. We're going to do it up next year, though, for sure. And I'm a little upset that October's over already. I love October so much, as I said before. And I'm just, you know, a little bummed about that. But it's November now. It's my birth month, so my birthday is coming up soon, and I believe I'm actually going to have a show, an episode on my birthday, so I don't think I'm going to have anything special to talk about, but do I ever? Yeah, and you know, at least it's still fall. But right here where I'm at in the general Cincinnati, Ohio area, the Midwest, it is very cold. I think today's high is going to be like 48 or 50. Yeah. I guess I could check that. Let me see if I can check that. 47 is the high. It's gonna be nippy. Yeah, so November is here. No shave November if you're a part of that group. I'm not, because I hate having facial hair. In all honesty, I would really like to have a beard. But the hair on my head and face all grows when it gets like a certain length. It curves to in like one direction. So when I was younger, I had long hair, and when it got down to like past my ears, I guess, really real close to my shoulder, it would, on the one side of my head, it would curve inward toward my neck. And on the other side, it would curve outward away from my neck. So I perpetually looked like I was in a windstorm. The wind was blowing constantly, but just on the bottom of my hair. And so the hair on my face, when it grows, the one cheek will grow flat down my face like it should. And then the other cheek, it grows straight out like a face fro. And my goatee does the same thing. That's the only facial hair I keep, is a goatee. And when it starts getting long enough, I have to trim it or it will curve away, like, in one direction. Excuse me. Yeah, so... I know, it's pretty bad. So that's why I don't like it. That and, you know, every guy who grows a beard knows when it gets to a certain point, it starts, like, itching and just generally being a pain. So I don't deal with that well. I don't like the constant itching of the face. I feel like a crackhead, always scratching. So I shave. But I don't shave regularly. I don't shave every day. I shave maybe once a week. I'm the type of person that will do things in my life after they annoy me for a while. You know, kind of like cleaning. If there's like a spot that needs cleaned, garbage that needs picked up or vacuumed or dusted, and it starts to annoy me, it'll take like a week, 2 weeks of being annoyed before I'm finally fed up enough with it to do something about it. So that's my shaving situation too. You know, like I let it grow until it really just bothers the shit out of me, and then I'll shave it off. And then I feel like, you know, $1,000,000. I feel like a new person every time. You think I'd want that feeling all the time, but no. Yeah, that's my life. That's me in a nutshell. A very, very large nutshell. So today's Tuesday, the second day of November. It is election day, so make sure you go vote if you are a voter. I am, but I'm not voting. There's a couple reasons for that, but they're all basically reasons that... Okay, so here's the biggest reason why. So 3 years ago when I moved to Indiana, I did not update my voting registration because I did not get my Indiana driver's license, which you need in order to vote in Indiana, as far as I know. That's what it looked like when I went to, you know, register to vote, to find out where my voting location was. And then I thought, well, hell, I can vote in Ohio because I still have my old address on my license and it's still an active license. But no, you have to live in your home. And we had already done our change of address forms and all that. And, you know, voting fraud is like serious. So I didn't want to go to prison for just voting. Or whatever the case might be. I didn't want to get in trouble for voting. So I never got it. And then when I finally did want to get my license in Indiana, I went and took the test and failed. Because Indiana driving laws are a little different than they are in Ohio. And I had to guess at a few questions. And of course, I got them all wrong. I had only failed the test by like one question. So they gave me a book to study before I took my next test. And I took it home and I looked through it and I studied it a little bit and I set it down and I went away. Or whatever. I just set it down. And then when I decided to go back to study it more, it was gone. And I never found it. Still, to this day. That was right before the pandemic happened. Yeah, so Excuse me. That was a common issue in that home with my dad. If you listened to the last couple episodes, you know that that house was haunted, and we habitually had things disappear on us. Sometimes they would show up in weird spots, but ultimately they didn't. They were just gone. I lost at least a dozen DVDs that I wanted, that I loved, really good movies. No idea where they went. And that book, that driving book to get your license, gone. So I never took the test again. And then when I had to get it renewed, you know, because those things expire, I just went back to Ohio and just renewed it. No big deal. They didn't care. They just get in line, get your picture taken, you're done. See you later. That's right. And now that I'm back in Ohio, everything is fine. I just have to update my address and I'm good to go. And I can, you know, I can vote again in the next election, because you have to live for 6 months at least at your residence before you can vote in Ohio. So, yeah, I'm not voting today, but you should, if you can, you definitely should get out and vote. It's very important, even when it's not about the president. And it should never be about a president. It should be about you exercising your rights and, you know, taking advantage of a situation that directly affects you. These are all laws. These are all people who are in control of our laws. So you should be in control of them, because that's your power. You can be in control of these laws. Which brings me to another point. I kind of, sort of feel like our votes don't matter. Now, I really think that in most cases, our votes do matter. But with the president in particular, I don't believe they matter, because of the Electoral College. I think the powers that be, who are the powers way above the government, and I don't really want to throw out the name the Illuminati, but they do exist. Whether they're called that or not, they do exist. I mean, there were times when even President Obama was in office. I remember him going to these super secret meetings. Apparently nobody was allowed in, and it was reported. I can't remember what country it was in, but there were like dignitaries from all over the world, you know, these high class people going to this meeting, this thing, event, and regular people weren't allowed in. There was a lot of politicians that weren't allowed in. You know, what were they talking about? Why was Obama there? I can't imagine he was part of the Illuminati. Maybe he was. Maybe he is. I don't know. But there are heads of companies. And the only one I ever really remembered, because I don't really study up on this stuff like I should, like I feel like I need to, but the head of Goodyear Tires, I believe, is like one of them. Now I'm probably going to wind up missing or dead tomorrow with like, you know, 5 Goodyear tires wrapped around my body. They'd have to be truck tires, because regular car tires wouldn't fit around me. Yeah. So that's what I think. I think they decide who they want in office for whatever reason. To distract us from what's really going on in the world, maybe. To distract us from what their actual motives are, what their actual goings-on are. I don't know. Whatever it is. The Electoral College is a sham. It was created back in the days of, like, George Washington, you know, to make sure that we had a president should the country not vote at all. The Electoral College is there to make sure we have a president. Well, see, that's not an issue now. There's no way that the millions and hundreds of millions of people who live in America are not going to vote. It's just not going to happen. So we don't need the Electoral College. And there should never, ever be any, even if you don't believe what I just said. There's one thing I think we should all agree on and can all agree on, and that is the popular vote of the people, of the voters, should be what elects a president, not the Electoral College. So, I mean, if we vote somebody in office, who is it for anybody else, any other figure, any other body of people? What is it for them to say, sorry, you're not getting what you want. This is what we're going to do. And of course, you know, the most recent moment of that was when Donald Trump first became president. Hillary Clinton received more popular vote, and Donald Trump was put into office, tragically, because of that, because of the Electoral College. Yeah. And whether you're a fan of his or not, he was a terrible president. And I'm not talking about just his ideas, just the things that he, quote unquote, accomplished while in office. I'm talking about overall who he is as a person. I have never liked Trump as a person, ever. He just always seemed slimy to me. He always seemed like a shit person. And then when I found out he was running for office, I was like, oh God, are you serious? There's no fucking way he's going to get in. He's a terrible person. Boy, was I wrong. Apparently half of this country wants a terrible person as president, because half of this country are terrible people. Yeah. They are media made. They are news made. Because you know the news. They never report anything good. It's always terrible shit. That's what keeps you tuning in. That's what keeps America tuning in to the news. Terrible, tragic, ugly stuff. That's ratings. That's terrible. And there are a bunch of people in this country who thrive on terrible news. So naturally, they're going to vote for somebody terrible. It's just disgusting. The whole system sucks. You know, I just read a thing that said there are scientists who believe that humans were not, or are not, from this planet. They think, because of things like back problems and burning when we get too much sun, that we didn't evolve with the rest of the life on this planet. we evolved somewhere else. Somewhere else where the sun isn't a problem. Somewhere else where we don't need our backs that much, apparently. Yeah, but because of our because of our disposition to be ugly, to be terrible people, you know, to do ugly things to each other and to others, because of that, we weren't allowed around the peaceful aliens who had evolved into these peaceful beings. And so they dropped us off here. And this is probably like a prison planet. I mean, has anybody noticed that there are no other planets anywhere near us that have life for us to go to? Yeah. As smart as we are, or as smart as we think we are, we still haven't found a way off of this planet, especially to another planet that could sustain life. Yeah, our closest bet is Mars, which may have had life on it at some point, but definitely doesn't now. Makes sense to me. Sounds good. This planet is a giant Australia, basically. Poor Australia. They have koalas. They're cute. Yep. So we are an ugly species. We treat each other like shit. You know, we're self-centered. Of course, I'm speaking for this country. I don't know about the rest of the world. And I know there's a lot of good people in this world. I do know that. I watch the Dodo's videos on Facebook all the time. There are good people in this world. There are people who generally don't want to hurt others. There are people who don't want to be ugly to one another. I'm trying to be that way. It's hard for me because I grew up full of hate and anger. Well, I shouldn't say I grew up that way. I grew up wanting everybody to get along. In elementary school, the first time I was punched by somebody else was another kid on the playground because I saw him picking on another kid. And I didn't know either one of them. And I went up to him and I said, "Can't we all get along?" I was the first Rodney King. I said, "Can't we all get along? Can't we be friends?" And he punched me in the nose. Yeah. So no, we can't all get along. That was a harsh reality I had to learn at such a young age. So no, I don't think our votes matter for president. And ultimately, I am a firm believer in voting. I feel like it's my right. I feel like it's my voice needs to be heard on these issues because I do have a voice and I want it to be heard. Ultimately, I want to be heard. But I don't think that I am most of the time, even on this podcast. I know what my listener numbers are like. Yeah. But I don't think voting really matters. At least, like I said, at least in the case of the president, I don't think they matter. And here's a good reason why I think that. How many issues worldwide do our politicians, especially the president, have control over? Or not so much control, but a say in the matter. I mean, we go to war with countries, other countries, over their politics, right? So why does the world not have the ability to vote on the world's leaders? So we've had recent trouble with Afghanistan, the Taliban. You know, in the past, we've had issues with Nazi Germany, the Japanese. Of course, I'm speaking about those particular times, not currently. So why were we not allowed to vote on their leaders? It's a little suspicious, isn't it? Why aren't they allowed to vote on our leaders if our leaders are allowed to interfere with how they do things? Why is it any of our business what they do? Because they have a relationship with us to some degree, whether it's shipping goods, which is usually what it is, or oil, which is Afghanistan, Iraq, maybe not Afghanistan, but definitely Iraq, like the Gulf War. Yeah. So if all of this stuff affects us, why do we not have a say in who runs those places? And why don't they have a say in who runs us? Because we have such an impact on the rest of the world. It's just a little fishy to me. Doesn't make any sense. If we can't control who runs their government, then we shouldn't give a shit how they run their place at all. It's just like driving. If you're a bad driver, you're ultimately a bad driver, not just to yourself, but to those around you when you drive. So we have rules governing who can and can't drive. They need to be a little tighter, I think, but that's the same damn thing. Each country is a car driving on the international road of the earth. Why doesn't everybody have a say in who's driving each car? No, we wait until they make a wrong turn or get into a wreck with another country before we intervene. And we shouldn't intervene then. If we didn't have a say in them driving, it's not our problem. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm just a schmuck with, you know, a podcast. But I do feel that you should vote and have your voice heard. So get out today and vote. Do it now before the polls get all fucking crazy with people and lines. And I don't know if that would happen today because it's not a presidential election. I don't know. I think only once in my life have I ever gone out and voted on a non-presidential election. Yeah, because I really don't keep up with those kind of elections. I don't keep up with those kind of votes, I guess. I really only care when it comes to the president, which is ironic considering I don't think those votes matter. But it is what it is. So, anyway, with that said, I'm going to step out here for about a minute. And I finally got my sponsorship ads to work right. So I'm going to go ahead and do that. And the only real reason I'm running those is because I believe in Anchor. So, and that's who my sponsorship is right now because I'm a new show. And I think everybody who wants to do a podcast should do a podcast.
Yeah.
And this is how you do it. Anchor. It's awesome. So check this out, and I'll be right back. Yeah, well, welcome back to the show. Thanks for sitting through that ad. I do appreciate it. Totally, man. If you want to do a podcast, do it. I see it on Twitter all the time. People saying, you know, I really want to start a podcast, but I don't know where to get started or what to do. And you know, I kind of understand that you want to go direct to the professionals and ask a question directly to them. But, you know, Google is your friend. If you're online to post that, then you're online to look it up. And it can't be any simpler than signing up to Anchor and using your phone to record your podcast. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm laying on my bed, comfortable as hell, recording my podcast. It's perfect. I'm just laying here talking. Yeah, it's so easy. You know, and somebody, the most recent one said, what do I need to get started? And somebody said, you need a computer, you need a microphone, you don't. And I said that. You don't need all of that. If you have a cell phone, a smartphone, you're already there. Do it. Download the Anchor app. It's free. Use your microphone on your cell phone to record. You already paid for it. Use it. Couldn't be any simpler. And to make it even more of a point, my cell phone is a shitty cell phone. It is. It's a terrible fucking cell phone. It's a Coolpad Suva. Oh my God. It's just horrifically terrible. And I still am able to record my podcast perfectly on this. Yeah, so my podcast isn't exactly what I would want it to be, and that's going to come very soon. As soon as I get my new setup with my old equipment, then I will be using a microphone, and I will be recording the show on my computer, and I will be able to fine-tune it and all that good stuff on my own and not rely on Anchor's audio editing program, which isn't that great, but it is good enough to do what you need it to do. It's perfect for a starter. You don't have to have that knowledge. Like I said in the ad, you don't have to have the knowledge of how to edit audio or how to do this and that. You don't have to spend money on equipment. And to expound on that, did I say the right word? Expound. When you do get a computer or equipment like a microphone and a mixer and all that stuff, you really don't even need the most expensive stuff. Seriously. I bought my microphone many years ago at, I think it was Guitar Center. And I think I spent like $10 on it. It's a cheap, I almost want to say shitty little microphone, but it's not shitty. It does the job. I think the mixer I bought was $30 or $40. It's just a simple little mixer, and it does its job. I mean, you don't need fancy equipment. You don't need to spend hundreds of dollars on a microphone at all. You know, do some searches, especially now that podcasting is so big and popular. I did a look. I did a search on Amazon recently to see what kind of microphone options there were, just to see. And there are so many now that are branded for podcasting that are cheap. They're affordable. You know, these companies know what's going to sell, and they know that we want a value, especially in this day and age. And they have made product for that, for us. Hell, you can get like a podcasting bundle, a good one, for $40 or $50, and it comes with the microphone, a mic stand, a mixer, all kinds of shit. You don't need to spend a lot of money. And ultimately, you don't need to spend any money. Just use your cell phone. So simple. So, with that out of the way, that elongated ad for Anchor, that is my advice to you. So if you want to know how to get a podcast started, there you go. It's so easy. Just do it, all right? And what do you need to talk about? That was my big concern when I started this. What am I going to talk about? Yeah, it turns out that you can talk about whatever the hell you want to talk about. Listen to other podcasts. You know, there's a lot of them out there that are dedicated to a certain topic, and that's great. Those are awesome to listen to if you're looking for that topic. But other than that, what the hell? The rest of the podcast just talk about whatever they want, whenever they want. And that's what I've decided to do. Obviously, listen to me ramble about everything. It's ridiculous. But it's fun. It's so much fun. I look forward to this every week, every day. I count the days. When am I going to do my next episode? You know, sometimes I pre-record them because I feel like I want to talk. I want to do an episode. I want to connect with you on that level. Even if it's a very bad connection. Yeah. So, I saw this post on Facebook. It said that women should go out the day after Halloween and buy up as many fake blood capsules as they can. So that when men tell you should smile more, you can smile with fake blood pouring out of your mouth. I think that's great. You should do that, ladies. Totally.
You should smile more. You're so much prettier when you smile. Yeah, show them some bloody teeth.
So that reminded me of this story. I love it. I'm not much of a prankster. I'm really not. And I actually hate pranks to a degree, and it's a very high degree. Shows like Candid Camera, I can't do that. People who set out to prank other people all the time. And there was that one show that was real popular for a long time, and I guess it's still Impractical Jokers. Is that it? These people go out and they just do pranks on unsuspecting people for shits and giggles. For the most part, I can't get behind those. I can't get behind people who, you know, like, you go to a party and pass out first, and everybody takes a Sharpie and writes all over your face, and they draw a dick that's ejaculating on your cheek. You know, just stupid. That shit is just so not funny to me. It really isn't. And I have never really been the one to pull a prank on somebody, because I don't like when people pull pranks on me. I just don't. So you mean to tell me you purposefully wanted to make me look like an ass? Like, how is that funny? How is that cool to you? Why is it cool to you? Why is that something you want to do? So, with that said, the best prank I ever pulled was on my mom. I was, let's see, 15, I guess. And I had a used blood capsule from Halloween. And it was a couple years old. But my mom and I were living in an apartment at the time. And we were on the first floor, which was the bottom, like, you know, bottom floor. And we had one of those buzzers that somebody could buzz at the front door, and we could hit another button and patch them in, or we could talk to them through the intercom. So my mom had a friend over for dinner or whatever, for some kind of visit. And this friend, when it came time for the friend to leave, my mom said, "I'm going to walk her out to her car. Make sure you let me back in." I said, "Okay." So my mom goes outside with her friend. I went and got that blood capsule because I had no use for it otherwise. And I really wanted to get rid of it, but I didn't want to just throw it away. And I went in the bathroom. I bit the tip of it off. And I spread the fake blood all over my face, like right under my and around my nose. And all over my hands. So when my mom was ready, and it actually, from what I remember, it took a few minutes for her to be ready. Because, you know, they walk out to the car, they keep talking and bullshitting for another hour. Well, she pushed the button, and I patched her in. Then I stood at the door, and I looked out the peephole until she came down the stairs and got up to the door. And when she went to open it, I smacked it with my fist and then held my hands up to my face while she opened the door. And I looked at my hands and had this look of shock on my face. Her face turned white. Her skin, she was as pale as a ghost. "Oh my God, are you okay? I'm so sorry. Oh my God." And I couldn't help it. I just started laughing. And she about beat me to death. That's not true. She smacked me in the arm really good and yelled at me. But, oh my God, that was great. And for some reason, the fake blood tasted like Robitussin or some kind of cough syrup. Does anybody else know that about blood capsules, fake blood? Yeah, I don't know if it still does. It did back then. It tasted like cough syrup. Hell, it may have been cough syrup, but it had the same consistency, same texture. Yeah. I can't remember if I had a cough beforehand and if it went away after that incident. I don't think I swallowed any of it though, so yeah. That was my blood capsule joke or prank. And that was pretty much like one of maybe two pranks, three tops I've pulled in my entire 40, soon to be 42 years of existence. Yeah. I think my biggest prank ever was being born and growing up to pretend like I'm a contributing member to society. Yeah. Joke's on you. Yeah. That's my longest running prank. It's a daily thing. So that's pretty much where I'm going with this episode. Tune in next time when I have nothing else to talk about still. I'll try to talk about something next time. Who knows? Maybe I'll actually have a point to this thing. That is this show, this podcast, the ever-long search for a topic. One day I'll find it on my last episode ever when I'm 93. Yeah, right. I'm not going to live that long. I'd flip at 39, but that was 2 years ago. So, happy Tuesday. Happy Election Day. Go out there and vote. And remember, since I do have, I'm kind of cutting the show short, I'll just plug all of my links now. Twitter. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I don't really post much right now because I don't really have any followers. It's still a new account. But it's a good way to keep up with new episodes because I do post them there. I post that a new episode is up there. You can't listen there. Not yet, anyway. So, twitter.com/onthephone WMAT. That stands for with Matt, but you only get so many characters. On the phone, WMAT on Twitter. And then, of course, you can listen to the podcast on all of your favorite podcast suppliers, I guess. What's it called? Podcast places. Anchor.fm, Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Stitcher. I have more. If you want to check them out, check out onthephonepodcast.wordpress.com. That is the official site of this podcast. I have all of the links there to all of the places where you can listen. And you can listen right on the site as well. I have the podcast embedded on the site, so you can listen. Typically, though, when I post a new episode, it goes right to Spotify and Anchor immediately, and it takes a couple hours to show up on every other site. So it takes a couple hours to show up on my site. But if you want to listen to it there, you can. Let's see what else. Oh, yeah, if you want to contact me in any way, if you want to tell me how your Halloween went, I would love to know. If you want to send pictures, that'd be cool too. To leave me a direct voicemail, you can go to anchor.fm/onthephonepodcast. And that will take you to my podcast. And from there, you can click on a button that says, I think it says message. And you can record a voicemail that I'll get. Otherwise, if you want to send an email, you can send one to onthephonewithmatt@gmail.com. And make sure to include some pictures of your Halloween costume. And if you had a party, that'd be awesome. I'd love to get mail from you. And maybe, you know, if you share some really cool pictures, I'll post them to my website for other people to see. So go ahead and do that. I'll be looking forward to it. Until Friday, have a good week.